And tomorrow is Big Fatty's birthday.
Oh, the fat one.
Yes, of course, the fat one's out of the country. He's in the Edinburghs.
Is he still there? I thought he was back.
I don't think he's back yet. I think he's still in the Edinburghs, or maybe he's in transit on his way back. But I think Melanie has something for you, Big Fatty. Do you have that for that gift we prepared for him?
Oh, yes, I did. Let me get that for you right now.
Here you go, Big Fatty. Happy birthday. This one is for you. There you go.
A nice juicy one, you know.
That was from me to you, Big Fatty.
That was a good one.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This one is for you.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 801 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of February, 2011. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, the mystery of the kitchen stench has been solved. Big Fatty, was it you? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, normally on the 01, on the not one episodes of the BFO, I have some special artwork from Miss... Laura. But y'all, we are giving her a pass. We are giving her a pass this time because, y'all, she is up to her elbows in ginger bear poop. And y'all, she is getting herself settled with a ginger bear in her house. Evidently, the ginger bear is just is as gassy as Big Fatty. And, but y'all, we're going to give her a pass this time, but Miss Lauren, you don't you forget number 901. You've been warned. You've been warned. But anyway, y'all, before I go any further, there are a couple of podcasts I want to talk about, and I'm not going to, do I go anywhere I want to talk about podcasts? I don't think I do. It's the podcast Poop. Big Fatty, another theme show. You're talking about ginger bear poop and podcast poop. Well, something like that. But y'all, and y'all something smell like, well, anyway. Y'all, Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Y'all, he's, I'm a little behind on him because he's not playing little shows out on a regular basis. They're very sporadic. And y'all, one of them, he's broken into two pieces. And y'all, it's a enhanced podcast. Y'all, I've got to adjust the micro. Oh, yeah, I got to see. Adjust the micro hoist here. But anyway, but it has a lot of pictures for when he was in, I don't know where the fuck he was, but y'all, is very interesting, very, very interesting. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm sending good vibes to Scotty because y'all, he is this boyfriend that he's got. He's a mess. He's just a mess. Now, Scotty, I know love conquers all, but you know sometimes love needs a, you know, tough love. So I'm giving you a little tough love, Scotty. I don't know if it's worth it. Because, you know, you just, yeah. Y'all, speaking of a little love, huh, Big Fatty? Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Y'all, I feel like I'm the Atlanta airport of gentlemen callers. Y'all, I've got them lined up because on hump day, y'all, there was some early morning humping. Y'all, one of my newest most regular gentleman caller sends me a little message. Hey, McCready, have you got time for a little fun before you go to work? And I'm, yes! Yeah, so y'all, he came over and we had a little fun. I was a little late to the coal mine, but in fact, Larry Clark called to see if I'd had a stroke or something. But I said, no, I have not. However, there was stroke at Big Fatty here. We're having Cheerios. And then y'all, this afternoon, I get a message from the gentleman caller who Big Fatty has played with a couple of times that I met at the horror lockup. And he goes, Big Fatty, can we get together on Thursday? I said, yes. And he goes, well, I should be available either at 5:15 or at 6:30. I don't know which. And I said, either is fine. Just let me know. He goes, do you not happen to be available in the mornings around 7:30 or 7:45, do you? I said, yes. He goes, well, why don't we just go ahead and do it at 7:30 in the a.m.? 7:30 a.m. in the morning. I said, yes. So y'all got one lined up. By the time many of you are hearing this, Big Fatty, yes, move forward. Anyway, but y'all, I was talking about podcasts there for a second. And y'all, Julian, the albino, everybody's favorite rapist, has started his own little show. And y'all, I don't have the fucking slightest idea what it's called. It's something about Joan Jett and the Heartbreakers or something. I don't know what it is. Joan Jett and the wire hangers. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. It's something about wire hangers and, you know, just anyway, it isn't in iTunes yet, but if it's I don't know what it is. I don't know, but once I figure it out, I'll let you know. But anyway, just type in Joan and wire hangers and I'm sure it'll come up. But anyway. But y'all are listening to it. He and Connor, and he are doing it. Y'all, it's just like you remember back on Laughing, when Ruth Buzzy and Henry Gibson would sit on the park bench together as the old man and the old lady. Y'all, it's just like that. And it's just like that. And they all, yes. But anyway, it wasn't a train wreck. Y'all, it wasn't nearly as bad as I had hoped. But anyway, y'all, by the way, as soon as I finish this, I'm going to a horror meeting because, you know, it's not like I haven't had enough horror in the past week and a half. But y'all, when I got home from the horror on Monday, I noticed this faint smell. I don't know what it was, but I noticed it, and I had specifically left my trash can liner out while I was gone, so the trash can could air out and all that kind of stuff. And so I wasn't sure what it was. And y'all, the past couple of days since I've been back, I've just noticed it. And it's, you know, I can't figure out where it is. Y'all, it is not on the inside of my refrigerator, even though there are some who have had that problem, y'all. And evidently, we'll never get we'll find out about what the stench in Walnut Hills is right after we find out about that Varcano mug. But anyway, so y'all, I came home for lunch on Wednesday, on hump day, and I said, because I hadn't got any food, hadn't got any food in the refrigerator, so I went in the freezer, and y'all, I had some Lean Cuisines in there. I said, well, may I fix me a little chicken carbonara? So y'all, I you know, slit the, you know, it's a Lean Cuisine, and I slit the plastic on the top and, you know, set the timer for 5 minutes, and y'all, I opened the door to put it in there, and y'all, there was a dish in there. And y'all, evidently, before I left town Tuesday, the 15th, I had heated up some leftover P.F. Chang's food that I got in my grocer's freezer case. And, y'all, I had heated it up and just forgotten it was in there. So, it has been sitting in there for about a week. And y'all, that, but believe it or not, that was the kitchen stench. And Big Fatty found the kitchen stench. Ah, oh, Big Fatty, you are just so resourceful.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and thin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky, and I'm calling. I just listened to yesterday's show. Oh, I'm actually out of about 75 miles out of Cincinnati, so thought I'd say hey, and I wanted to say thank you very much for letting me stay at the Fat Cave. It was very nice of you, and I really appreciate it. I think it's funny how you talked about how the server gave you your wrong stromboli or whatever, because the one that you actually ate was mine, and we discovered this last night when I noticed that mine had all kinds of banana peppers in it, and no jalapenos, no onions, no green peppers, and no meat. So, that's funny. But anyway, yeah, that's it. So, I'm almost in Cincinnati. I'll be here for a day and a half, and then I'll be up into the Chicago's. So, again, I really appreciate you letting me stay with you, and I can't wait to come back. All right, have a great day, y'all. Bye.
Y'all, that is the Ginger Bear, and
Tomlinkins.com.
Oh, dear Gussie, he always gets you on that one, Big Freddy. Anyway, that way he was just giving a little call. It was as he was driving up there to the Chicago's. Y'all, the Ginger Bear's been very busy since he's been up there. I know he had some pizza pie with Tom and Terry of the Chicago's. I'm not sure which of their places they're staying in these days. And Miss Lauren was with them also. And y'all, then they went to see that How Much Do We Love Live with that Sarah Davis and the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, Mr. Rod Nelson, Lindley Magoo. Y'all, they've gone to the gymnasium. And all kinds of stuff. And y'all, I saw a tweet saying there was a threat that there might be a new Foul Monkeys little show coming out very soon. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Big Freddy. Thank you for the mention on your podcast, last two. I really get a kick out of it. Anyway, I'm listening. Keep it up, and I can't wait to hear how the horror weekend went. All right, bye.
Y'all, that is that Kyle in the Hawaiians, and y'all, he loves it, just loves it when Big Fatty talks about him. So, and Kyle, I hope that you, I hope you enjoyed the horror weekend report, and that you went over, y'all, did you? Did you all remember to go over to the BFO and see the picture of the win, place, and show contestants from the big horror weekend? Anyway, they were posted at noon Tuesday. So hopefully you did that. Oh, y'all, that is that chicken carbonara that I spoke of. So anyway, we have got two more calls, so let's move the show forward.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David Edwards. I was calling in a slightly different voice, and I normally call in just to see if maybe I can throw the crickets off just a little bit. I know this is probably very bizarre, very weird, and all that kind of shit, but, you know, you're kind of used to that out of me, aren't you? After all, I am your little brother, don't forget. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for calling.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I don't understand why David, that Blue Jeans guy, felt like he needed to talk in tongues. No. Big Freddy, why does he need to have another voice? No, it's not required. So anyway, David, thank you for the call and for that crazy voice or whatever. But anyway, yo, speaking of crazy voices, let me just tell you that they don't get much crazier than this.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Scott, a.k.a. Satyr69 of the Satyrsphere. I just called to wish you congratulations on episode 800 of Big Fatty Online. You know, it's Podcaster Appreciation Week right now, so I thought this was a great time to kill two birds with one stone, tell you how much I appreciate you, and give you congratulations. It's about time that you're episodes reach your weight. I'm so proud of you. You have a great time. Thank you for all the laughs, and I will catch you later. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Scott from the Satyrsphere. Y'all, I understand he's an attention ho, but I don't know. But y'all, this podcast appreciation week, I've not heard of this. But y'all, it is, I goggled it, like Miss West has taught us to do, and y'all, it is the 20th through the 26th, and y'all, it says, as you may have guessed, the entire staff, and y'all, this was over at the podcast.com, the entire staff of the podcast are big fans of podcasts. They give us countless hours of free entertainment. They inform us with the latest news in films, television, politics, music, books, pop culture, et al. I believe Big Fatty falls under the et al. they give us the chance to keep our earbuds in and avoid contact with weirdos on the subway and streets. And with all this, they ask so little while investing so much time and money. Because of everything our fellow podcasters do for us, we have decided to officially launch an annual event known as Podcaster Appreciation Week, or PAW, P-A-W. This event will take place on the fourth full week of February and give you the opportunity to say and do what you've meant to do all year long. Please take time during the week above to reach out to your favorite podcast and thank them for all of the hard work. Also, it wouldn't kill you to leave an iTunes review, make a donation, or share your favorite show with non-listeners on all your favorite social networks. Whatever you do this time, please take a moment to let your favorite shows know that you are listening and that you care. Well, isn't that lovely? Just lovely. But y'all, every week is Big Fatty Appreciation Week, because y'all are always sending me all kinds of things in the mail and sending me all kinds of little notes and things like that. Now, y'all, there's been a late addition to the voice letters, so let's just play it now. I have no idea who it is.
Openings to work as a healthcare
Big
affiliate.
Fatty, that is mechanical. Why are we? Turn it off. Just turn the damn thing off.
Big Fatty,
we don't need to be hearing about no
position.
Mechanical calling
call
us and telling us some kind of telephone number. Hang it up now. Now, y'all, on yesterday's little show, I was reading you about the American gay movement. And, y'all, the interesting thing is, Veritable Virgo, a while back, were saying that we are moving into a focus speed, or I don't remember, we are in first gear and moving move forward. And, y'all, it really is true, because, really, from the 20s through the 80s, there was like 1 inch, oh dear Gussie, 1 entry per decade. And then starting in the 90s, it was about every 5 years. And then in the 2000s, it was every year. And here late in the 2010s and 2011s, y'all, this stuff in late 2009, there's stuff happening like every other month. And y'all, on Wednesday, they said that they're not going to fight the Defense of Marriage Act. They're going to say, no, that's unconstitutional too. So y'all, trust me, things are moving at an accelerating pace. Big Freddy, just kind of like you after you take a big dose of fiber.
This one is for you.
Oh, dear Gussie, clean it and shop back.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.